A summary of the laws of Kilei Zroim, which means the planting of hybrid seeds together, otherwise known as hybrid planting. To note that these laws specifically apply to the hybrid planting of grains, vegetables, and other edible plants, as these fall under the category of Kilei Zroim. However, the hybrid planting and grafting of trees is under the prohibition of Kilei Ilanos and carries its own bylaws. God willing, will be explained in another summary lesson. So let us begin with the summary of the laws of Kilei Zroim hybrid planting. So the Torah prohibits one to plant two different species of seeds together in the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael. And hence, within the legal borders of Eretz HaKodesh, it's forbidden for one to plant, for example, a kernel of barley together with a kernel of wheat, or lentil with beans, and the like. And this is under a biblical prohibition even today, and is not dependent on the building of the temple. However, in the diaspora, there is no prohibition of Kilei Zroim. And therefore, even initially, it is permitted for anyone in the diaspora to plant hybrid plants for any purpose and mix the seeds of barley and other grains and legumes and vegetables together and plant it together. As there's an oral tradition from Moses on Sinai that the Kilei Zroim prohibition is limited only to Eretz HaKodesh. And therefore, certainly you don't have to have any distances between plants in the diaspora, as this concept is only relevant to the land of Israel. Now, this is not to be confused with the Isser called Harkavas Ilanos or Kilei Ilanos and Kilei HaKerem, which refers to hybrid planting of vineyards or trees, which is prohibited even in the diaspora, as we will, God willing, explain in a separate lesson. And thus, the allowance in the diaspora specifically with regards to the seeds of vegetables, legumes, grains, and the like. The forms of planting include in the prohibition in Eretz Yisrael. So all forms of hybrid planting are forbidden to be done, whether one takes the seeds and plants it in the earth, or the seeds are already on the earth and one simply uses his foot to cover it with earth. Nonetheless, it is biblically forbidden. The prohibition of Kilei Zroim applies even towards pot plants, meaning plants that are planted within pots. And rabbinically, this applies even if the pot does not have a hole, otherwise known as Atzeh She'eino Nakev. Nonetheless, in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to plant two seeds together there. Regarding the prohibition applies even to the growing of sprouts, which of course grows off water and not off of earth. So practically this matter is debated amongst the Poskim, and one is to be stringent to avoid growing sprouts of two different species together in the same container. Once again, all these regulations are only in Eretz Yisrael. Is it permitted in Eretz Yisrael to plant the field of a guy on behalf of a guy? The answer is no, it is not. It's forbidden for a Jew to do any hybrid planting, whether for himself or on behalf of a Gentile. However, whether or not it's permitted to ask a Gentile to plant hybrid plants for you is debated amongst the Poskim, and practically Ashkenazim are stringent. The prohibition against hybrid planting is not just to the planting itself, but even to the owning. And thus, one who sees that he has a growth of hybrid plants in his field must promptly destroy it. To which seeds does the prohibition of hybrid planting apply to? So as a general rule, the Isser of Kilei Zroim in Eretz Yisrael only applies towards seeds that are edible or have edible produce that is grown from them. Thus, all seeds of grains, legumes, vegetables, since their product is edible, and in some cases, like grains and legumes, the seed themselves are edible, they're all in the prohibition of being planted together with seeds not of their species. Meaning each species may not be planted with any other species together. However, those seeds which are inedible, and also the produce that they grow, is not edible, neither to humans or animals, and is rather used for medicinal purposes or just for beauty, then they are not prohibited due to Kilei Zroim, and therefore it's permitted to plant them together. You can plant the seeds together, and certainly you don't have to distance them from each other. Thus, different types of flowers that are not edible, not used for eating, neither for human or animals, do not contain the restriction of Kilei Zroim even in Eretz Yisrael. Regarding the prohibition of Kilei Zroim in Eretz Yisrael applies also with the seeds of a tree, of a fruit. So practically we find a dispute in the Poskim in this matter. Some Poskim hold that the Isser of Kilei Zroim only applies with mixtures of legumes, grains, and vegetables, and not with the seeds of a tree or fruit. And therefore, it's permitted to plant the seed of a fruit tree together with the seed of a vegetable. However, other opinions argue in this and rule that the prohibition in Eretz Yisrael applies even towards such hybrid planting, and practically one is to be stringent not to do so. In Mirtz Hashem, in part two of this series, we will discuss the remaining laws of Kilei Zroim, which include laws of nullification, if a different species seed became mixed with other seeds, the exact definition of two different species, and the main question of how much of a distance must each species be from each other when they are planted in order not to consist of hybrid planting. Likewise, we will discuss the laws regarding potted plants. Do you have to have a distance between plants that are growing in pots next to each other, or can they be adjacent? All this information coming up in part two of this series.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.